Okay, so have you jumped on that affiliate marketing bandwagon yet? I'm telling you, it's exciting stuff. But I've got to be honest. When I was first starting out, I kind of felt lost when it came to setting goals. Like, where do you even start, you know?
It's true. A lot of people get caught up in the excitement of it all and skip that crucial planning stage.
Right. It's so easy to get sidetracked. Thank goodness I stumbled across this article from Your Own Online Income. Yo-Yo Y, they call it. They break down affiliate marketing goals in a way that just made sense to me.
It's a great article because having that clear roadmap is really what sets you up for success in this field, you know?
Yeah.
Without a plan, it's easy to fall into that trap of endlessly tweaking your website, doing random research. You're busy, but not really getting anywhere.
Totally. You're just spinning your wheels. The article really digs into the WHY behind goal setting and why it's so important for affiliate marketing specifically.
Absolutely. And it boils those benefits down to four key things, actually. Focus, productivity, being able to measure your success, actually seeing results and preventing burnout, which is huge in this line of work.
Burnout is real, especially when you're putting in a ton of hours and not sure if you're on the right track.
Exactly. And that's true whether you're brand new to affiliate marketing or you've been doing it a while.
So we're on the same page about WHY goals are important, but then the article gets even better. It dives into the different types of goals, which I thought was so helpful. Apparently, there are five main categories: income, traffic, content creation, conversion rate, and get this, learning and development. Five categories.
It seems like a lot at first, but when you think about it, each of those plays a crucial role in your overall affiliate marketing journey.
Yeah, when you put it like that.
I mean, income goals, that's pretty straightforward, right? But then you have all the things that actually drive that income. Getting traffic to your website, creating amazing content that people actually want to read or watch, and then making sure your website is set up in a way that those visitors actually become buyers. That's the conversion rate.
And I loved that they included learning and development as its own separate thing. Like, it's not enough to just learn the basics and coast, you know?
It's so true. In a fast-paced world like online marketing, continuous learning is essential.
All right.
If you're not growing, you're falling behind.
Okay, so we've got these five categories, which is great. But how do we actually go about setting effective goals within each of them? I'll admit, I've definitely been guilty of setting vague goals in the past, like get more traffic to my website. But
That's not exactly a recipe for success, is it?
you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Simply saying, I want more, just isn't specific enough. That's where SMART goals come in.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those SMART goals.
And don't worry, it's not as corporate jargony as it sounds.
Okay, good to know. But for those of us who might be new to this whole goal setting thing, break it down for us. What does SMART stand for? And how can it help us, set better goals for our affiliate marketing?
Sure. So SMART is an acronym, and it stands for Specific, Measurable, Achievable, Relevant, and Time-bound.
Okay, I'm taking notes here. So specific means clearly defining what you want to achieve. So instead of saying something vague like get more traffic, a specific goal would be something like increase website traffic by 15% in the next quarter.
Oh, okay. So it's like telling your GPS, take me somewhere warm versus take me to Miami Beach.
Exactly. One is vague, the other is a clear destination.
Miami Beach it is. All right, so we've got specific down. What about measurable? How do we make sure our goals are things we can actually track?
Good question. Measurable basically means you have a way to actually see if you're making progress, right? So let's stick with that website traffic example. If your goal is to increase traffic by 15%, you need a way to measure if those website visits are actually going up.
Right, because just hoping for the best doesn't really cut it in the world of online business.
Exactly. And that's where tools like Google Analytics come in handy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
It's super useful. It basically gives you an X-ray vision into your website's performance. You can
Yeah.
see where your traffic is coming from, what pages people are looking at, how long they're sticking around, all sorts of useful stuff.
So you can actually see what's working and what's not, and then tweak things as you go.
Exactly. Now, the next one is achievable, which is all about setting realistic goals.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm all about aiming high, but you've got to be able to actually reach those goals, right?
Right. It's great to be ambitious, but setting unrealistic goals just sets you up for disappointment. So if you're just starting out with affiliate marketing, you probably don't want to make your goal make $1 million in a month.
Yeah, I think I'd be happy with a tenth of that baby
Yeah.
steps.
Exactly. Small victories build momentum. It's like that old saying, what is it? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Love that.
And speaking of journeys, that kind of brings us to the next part of SMART goals, which is relevant.
Okay, relevant. So, like, relevant to my interests.
Well, in a way, basically, it means your goals should align with your overall vision for your affiliate marketing, right? What's the big picture here? Are you trying to like build up your email list or grow your social media following? Maybe become known as the expert in a certain niche. Whatever it is, each smaller goal should be a stepping stone toward that bigger picture.
Oh, okay, I get it. So, like, if I'm really passionate about, say, eco-friendly gardening products, and I want to be the go-to affiliate for all things green gardening, then all of my goals should be geared toward attracting people who are interested in that specific title.
Exactly. You wouldn't spend your time trying to attract people who love collecting vintage stamps if your whole thing is eco-friendly gardening. Unless, well, unless there's like a surprisingly large overlap between those two groups.
Maybe there is. Maybe that's a million-dollar idea waiting to happen.
Neither.
Okay, but for now, let's stick with SMART goals. We've got specific, measurable, achievable, relevant that leaves time-bound. I feel like I can already guess what this one's about.
Yeah, deadlines.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's all about setting those deadlines. So instead of, just telling yourself, okay, I need to write more blog posts this year, a time-bound goal would be like, I'm going to publish 2 new blog posts every week for the next 3 months, something like that.
Okay, yeah, that's way more specific and less overwhelming. I tend to get a little sidetracked when a task feels too open-ended.
That's why deadlines are so helpful. It's like, suddenly it's not this big vague thing looming over you. It's a clear schedule you can actually work with. And the article gives some great examples for each of those goal categories we talked
Oh,
about.
yeah, like what?
So, like for content creation, they suggested aiming for like a certain number of blog posts or videos each week and actually putting it on a calendar.
I like that.
Or for traffic, they talked about like experimenting with different social media platforms, but within a set time frame. So, spend a month trying out Pinterest, a month on Instagram, and see which one actually brings more people to your
So practical. I love it.
website. Right. It's not just theory, it's like actual actionable steps you can take. But here's the thing. The article really stresses that it's not enough to just set those SMART goals,
Right, because otherwise they're just words on a page.
Exactly. You've got to be diligent about actually tracking your progress. Are you doing the things you said you were going to do?
It's okay. So, like, weekly check-ins, monthly progress reports, accountability, buddy.
All of that, whatever works for you. But don't just set it and forget it.
Gotcha. So, we've set our goals, we're diligently tracking them, we're holding ourselves accountable. What's next? Do we just sit back and wait for the magic to happen?
Well, not exactly. That's where, that learning and development goal really comes into play.
It's not set it and forget it. It's more like set it, track it, and then like tweak it if things
Yeah.
aren't working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You got it. That's why that article, it kept saying how important it is to review your goals and, adjust them if you need to.
Makes sense.
Right. Because like what works for one person might not work for someone else.
Totally. And the online world changes so fast anyway.
Exactly. Things are constantly evolving.
You got to stay on your toes.
You do. And that's why investing in learning new things, like that learning and development goal, it's so important, I think.
Yeah, that's something they really emphasized in the article, and I thought that was interesting.
It's not just a nice to have, it's essential.
You're speaking my language. Okay, so for example, they mentioned SEO a few times.
Right.
And honestly, I've always felt a little bit intimidated by SEO.
I get it. It can seem kind of technical.
Yeah, a little bit. Could you maybe explain it in a way that even I could understand?
Yeah, sure. So SEO is basically, it's all about helping your website, your content, all of that be more visible in search engines.
Okay, so when people Google something.
Exactly. Like Google or Bing, yeah.
Yeah.
You want your website to show up ideally on that first page of results.
Right, because who scrolls through pages and pages of results?
Yeah.
Not me.
Nobody, exactly.
So if I love eco-friendly gardening gloves and I want to be the queen of eco-friendly gardening gloves online,
Okay.
I need to make sure that when people search for that, they
Yes.
find ME.
Yes, and that's where SEO comes in.
Okay, so how do I do that? How do I become the queen?
Well, there are certain techniques and strategies you can use, and the article touches on some of them,
Oh, good.
but we can dive in a bit deeper.
These.
So one thing is keywords.
Keywords like eco-friendly gardening gloves.
Exactly. You want to use words and phrases that people are actually typing into the search bar.
Yeah.
And there are tools like Google Keyword Planner that can help you figure out what people are searching for.
Oh, cool. So you can see what's popular.
Right. And then you strategically use those keywords in your website copy, your blog posts, your product descriptions, everything.
So it's not just about, like, I don't know, stuffing random words into my content and hoping for the best.
No, not at all. It's about understanding what your audience is looking for and then, you know, giving it to them.
This is so helpful. I'm feeling very empowered right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered a lot today. We've talked about the different types of goals for affiliate marketers. We've talked about the importance of tracking your progress, being willing to make changes along the way.
Being flexible, right.
Yeah, exactly. And never stop learning.
Yeah.
Is there one final, like, pearls of wisdom, nugget of advice that you want to leave our listeners with?
I would say, honestly, don't be afraid to just try things, experiment a bit.
Yes.
Affiliate marketing, it's a journey.
It is.
It's all about learning and discovering what works for you.
Love that.
You know. So
try new things, see what happens, track your results. And if something's not working, switch it up.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid to make those changes.
And above all, have fun with it. It should be enjoyable.
Yes. If you're not having fun, what's the point?
Exactly.
I love that. Well, on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap up this deep dive.
It's been great chatting with you.
Likewise. And to all of you amazing, aspiring affiliate marketers out there, remember, set those smart goals, never stop learning, and most importantly, just start. Until next time, happy marketing.